Hey guys, before I take you to today's content, I want you guys to take advantage of our Pro Web Legal Services initiative that we have going on right now in the second quarter of 2024. What is that? Well, it's a website that you get 100% full-blown website with 1 year maintenance, because with SSL certificate, hosting, etc., all for 50% less than the normal cost. This offer used to be $4,500. We're now giving it to you for $2,250, 100%, no strings attached. All you have to do is go to the show notes right now and click on the link where it says Pro Web Legal, and you'll get all the information. So until then, enjoy the show.
Welcome to Marketing Solutions for Local Law Firms, the podcast that provides you with all the latest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. If you are looking to substantially increase your caseload in the next 6 months, this is the podcast for you. And now, here's the host of our show, the local business guy himself, Frank Deming.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Frank Deming, the local business guy. Welcome to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Law Firm. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day, everyone. I hope you guys are having a rockin' week thus far. Today, I have the privilege of interviewing a gentleman who is an absolute rock star slash guru in the law firm marketing space. I'm going to let him introduce himself, but I am talking to you about the great Chris Renkins. How's it going, Chris?
Hey, Frank. Wow, that was a massive, massive intro. I appreciate the kind words. I don't think I've been called the guru yet, but I'll take it as a start.
I've seen your stuff. I mean, you got some good stuff. And a lot of it I actually talk about on the show when I have my solo ad, you know, so my solo show when I talk about marketing and all that stuff. So it's great to have someone else back up what I say. So, but before we get into all the meat of this interview, why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us who you are and what do you do?
I'm Chris Brankins. I am CEO of On The Map Marketing. We are a law firm specialized digital marketing firm. We've been around for 12 years, seen significant growth. In particularly last 4 years, we've gone from, I'll just throw some revenue numbers because I think there's a lot of business owners and operators, and yes, that's the business scorecard that everyone can relate to. We've gone from 3 million 3 years ago to 6+ this year. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that growth is contributed to great client success and great SEO we've done for ourselves. So it sort of goes hand to hand. And I like to tell that story because the same work we're doing for our clients, we're applying to our own website. So mm-hmm. we're scaling our website's SEO tremendously. We're investing constantly. And that's the same thing we're selling and working with our clients. Like, we're investing in their SEO for them to see their businesses grow. And that's been a huge growth factor in the last 3 years. It's been very exciting being part of this, just learning the deeper insights of search engine optimization. I mean, there's constant changes that happen, but I'm deeply passionate about it. I have people around me that are deeply passionate, and it's really interesting to have this dynamic with professionals that are just sort of, it's called, you know, the techies say it, you're in the arena. So mm-hmm. we're in the arena every day, just testing and learning and really enjoying what we're doing. And I think that's a big part why I'm also here, just to continue promoting what works, what doesn't, and expand my network with like-minded individuals like yourself that, you know, are also in the arena, just going and testing and growing clients' businesses and our own businesses as well, for that matter.
Exactly, exactly. So let's unpack a little bit of what you just said there. Are you guys mainly a SEO shop, or do you do other types of marketing as well?
We like to identify ourselves as local search marketing. Hmm. So everything you can think of how can you drive leads in local through local search? Whoever is a local business and they need leads, like we explore those channels for them. But with that being said, our primary channel is SEO, and local SEO, particularly map listings, organic rankings, hence our name On the Map. We were started with the idea of just placing attorneys in the map results. And that's back in the day when there was 12 plus listings. Now it's a lot different, but the name still carries, and we were heavily focused on just local search marketing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a lot to, local search is huge. And so I'm glad you're talking about that. So let me ask you a question. So I know we're talking a lot about attorneys, but you also do other industries. What other industries you work with?
Yeah, we are in a couple other verticals. Home services is a big one. Health and med spas, because med spas and health, you know, kind of a little overlap there. Mm-hmm. Those would be the big three. We have a couple insurance clients also, but that's more of that's not so much local search as it is B2B. So we have a little bit of mix, but biggest ones are law, home services, and medical. That's the big three that we're focused in.
Okay. Now before we hit record, I would love for you, I mean, I hate that you have to repeat it, but it's an interesting story of how you got started in this whole SEO game. And I think people like to know, getting to know who you are better, if they know how you came to this SEO game and became this rock star slash guru, if you will.
Can't sure. Share that? Yes. Not many people, like when someone asks you a question, who do you want to be when you grow up? No one says SEO. Maybe my kids will. I'm trying to convince my kids, but they're like, Dad, you and your SEO. I had my daughter build a website when she was like 9 years old.
Wow.
So she's, yeah. It was with website builder, nothing like HTML code or anything.
Right.
But still, she figured it out.
Good. Well, that's awesome.
I got into SEO space accidentally. Like that's how a lot of SEO stories start. I actually got into digital marketing accidentally. I came to the US as a student athlete, met my wife in university, and then we decided to continue our lives together. And during the green card application process, I wasn't able to have an official job, but however, you're in America, so you can start a business. So my wife and I, we started a business, and I had a friend back in Latvia. I'm originally from Latvia. Mm-hmm. And he was a really talented web developer. So Kasper Smilberg, he's actually our CTO now. So we've been working together for over 15 years. That's a long time.
That's awesome.
And he's really the reason why I got into the digital marketing space. So we started with web development. We started the company. I would find the clients. He would build them. He would build the sites. Then we got into a little bit more complex projects. We were really excited about branded app experience. So we would find brands that wanted to build mobile apps with their brands on it. So we played around with that a little bit. And then I figured to expand my network, I had to get like an actual job when I got my green card. And we were still doing the web development company as well, because every agency I worked with, they needed web development too. So I worked for a social media agency. It was a time frame when the organic reach was kind of decreasing and paid was increasing. So they lost some clients. So I had to change my direction. And I found On the Map. I joined On the Map as a website project manager, brought Kasper's with me. We rebuilt the web development department. And this is like 9 years ago. Started, we rebuilt the web development department, and then I started exploring SEO because they were offering SEO as their primary service. Built a close relationship with Rick Hoskins, who started the company, and found a real passion in SEO. And I really look back and I'm like, wow, if only I would have started that when we started the web development agency too. But, no regrets, and start rebuilding the SEO product. Our SEO product was sort of geared towards smaller law firms in non-competitive areas. And we went, I'm an athlete, competitive. I was like, all right, we're going to do this. Let's do it the right way. Let's figure out how we can rank for most competitive law firm terms out there for personal injury lawyers, criminal lawyers, metropolitan cities. And we started building. We rolled out a new content offering, started building our content department, started working on link building. We built out our link building department. And now we're at a place where that initiative is turned into now. Last month, we published 500,000 words for our clients and built a little under 400 links across all our clients. So it's a huge production now. We don't use any vendors. Everything is done in-house, which I'm really proud of. And that also helps us with speed. We're able to do things a lot faster. Well, I went in kind of in tangent, but that was sort of the milestone. There are a lot more milestones when I joined On The Map, but that was kind of the starting point. Web development, rebuild the department, got into SEO, rebuilt that department, rolled out some operational systems, and then actually took over sales during COVID.
Oh, really? That,
yes. And then Rick was already involved with some other companies and projects, and he was like, hey, I'd love for you to run the company. And that was like 3 years ago. And never looked back.
That's awesome, man.
It's a fun journey.
I love that story. So let me ask you this. So, because I've asked this question to another person who was on the show, and they do similar things. Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious about your take on it. Has SEO gotten harder or easier in terms of ranking for? It's a two-part question. In ranking for cost for your customers, and B, is link building dead?
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hey, guys. I hope you guys are enjoying today's content. While I have you on here, I want to introduce you to a promo that we have going on for the spring of 2024 for all legal practices throughout the U.S. I have an outstanding offer that we've never been able to offer before, but we want to do it because you have been an avid listener. We're only promoting this to people who listen to the show. So if you're an attorney and you are an avid listener to the show and you're thinking about possibly opening your own practice, you want to pay attention to this announcement. We are offering a full website with hosting, SSL certificate, online booking service, online appointment management, and more, and much, much more, with a 1 year maintenance, all for $2,250. That's $2,250 one-time fee, and you have a full-fledged website. If you want to know more about this, just give us a call at 888-416-7752 or send us an email at info@lbmsllc.com. Just make sure that you mentioned that you heard it on the show, and we'll definitely get you that discount. So with that, I'm going to bring you back to the content.
Nice. Ranking is definitely getting harder.
Brand is it because of competition? Because of competition?
I would say, well, the cliche, it depends. But let's talk about ultra high competition phrases. For instance, car accident attorney Houston. Mm-hmm. If you don't have already well known brand, that like Google is not gonna let someone in that's not recognized there. Okay.
Yeah.
Before you could manipulate that with link building, like you could boost up your site with links maybe that are not as authoritative as CNBC or Houston News or something that is. Mm-hmm. Very clear, high authoritative site. With that being the case, now the brand becomes a bigger factor. How well are you known in that community? How big is your Google profile presence? Do you have a lot of reviews? Are you on billboards? Are your brand being searched? So real life presence plays a big factor now to rank for these ultra high competition keywords. Mm-hmm. And that's where it becomes complicated when it comes to link building. So is link building dead? No, but link building has to be done more on strategic level to support the brand, rather than just pure guest posts or links from unrelated sources. Those are not working anymore as much. The things that are becoming even more important, and this has always been the case with SEO, is the fundamentals. Like, we are doubling down on fundamentals even more. And I've shared this tip before. Our SEO director, Victor Perez, he shared this with me. When you look at your, let's say you work with a law firm that has three or four attorneys in their group, you should be getting not just one directory link for like the partner, you should be getting every attorney maximum amount of directory profiles. So Google recognizes a lot more attorney names and they affiliate them with your website. And now you're getting five profile links per each attorney coming back to your site. So instead of just like two or three directory links, now you're getting 30, 40 because each attorney has one profile link and those get syndicated across several pages. So that's a nice little tip just to double down on the fundamentals itself that's already working. So I don't know if I answered your question. That was long-winded, but
no, it answers the question. Yeah, because he was on the show, and we, and so I won't say argue, but we would debate it back and forth because he was saying how link building was dead, and I was kind of challenging.
Absolutely
him.
Not.
It's not dead. It's more about you have to get relevance. Relevant links.
Relevant links and. And the brand factor, like you have to, like those links need to associate with your brand. It has to be of real information incorporated either in a news article. Maybe you did a digital PR campaign and the research is being quoted and you're recognized as the source. Like those type of things. Maybe you're going on podcasts and getting, maybe they're not as authoritative links as some of these random site guest posts, but at the same time, they're a lot more relevant and they're real links that will be seen by audiences, by real websites that are not link building farms. So people just need to think a lot broader now from the SEO perspective, also as like brand development perspective. And I think once you figure those things out, it starts clicking. It becomes easier.
I'm going to shift gears a little bit here because one of your main focuses is on local SEO, meaning, you know, on the map, hence the name of business, right?
Yes.
So, you know, one of the things that came up on one of my multiple discussions was, okay, so, all right, I'm on the map, but what, you know, how do I scale those efforts? Because there are only three that can be in the top three. And then they're like, you know, a gazillion law firms around me. How can I scale those efforts? Like what's going to put me on one of those three? Can you talk
reviews.
A little bit about that?
Reviews. Not much to talk about. One, proximity. Are you in the right place? Two, fundamentals. Make sure your profile looks super solid. Nice pictures, right categories. Do the posts. Q&A questions, like just be fit up to every single detail possible on that profile. So when someone lands, they say, wow, this is a great law firm. I want to reach out to them. And the third factor is the reviews. There's no way of skipping that. There's no shortcut. You know, if someone says, are the reviews dead? That's completely, you know, the way we need links for the website. Google Business Profile rankings are so massively influenced by reviews. The other part that you can play around with is indexing high authority citations. So sort of playing around more with the information, like on how many websites can we find your address and your brand? Like that plays to that authoritativeness factor when it comes to Google Business Profile rankings. So you can play around with that a little bit. But again, you're not going to see as big of an influence from that if you had those Google Business Profile reviews. Another thing, which is a little bit more tricky and could be also frowned upon a bit, the name, the business name. if you have keywords included in the business name, hence criminal law firm New Jersey, that's going to help you rank. And you can set it up as doing business as criminal attorney New Jersey. Now, it's not the most creative name, but it definitely helps because now you're confusing Google. Google thinks people are looking for your brand, but your brand is actually the keyword. So they haven't really figured that part out. That same thing works with exact match domains. There's a lot of exact match domains, and that's why the value for the exact match domains still hasn't dropped. They're just there to stay because
exactly.
You can manipulate them a little more. For instance, you can build, well, this is going to get a little technical, but you can build backlinks, and each backlink has anchor texts. Mm-hmm. And now you can use those anchor texts as your, hey, this is my name. This is my brand, Criminal Attorney New Jersey. Hey, that's my brand. So Google will never penalize you. And you can just keep building these type of backlinks with those exact match anchor texts. And Google's going to have this overlap. Well, is this a brand or this is a keyword? And at the end, sometimes people might even see these little knowledge panels in search engine result pages where you type in like just transactional keyword and all of a sudden it serves this knowledge panel. And you're like, wait, why is this brand coming up when I'm searching criminal attorney in New Jersey? Well, that's because they have built up this brand presence around calling themselves criminal attorneys in New Jersey. And now Google's recognizing.
That's slick. That's slick. I like that. I like that a lot. Another question that happens when it comes to local SEO, you know, being on the map and such, people want to know, like, how do you track that it's actually most of my clicks are coming from the map versus is it coming from my website itself? Like, you know, like, how do you discern that? Do you have like ways of tracking your efforts from SEO?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. And often actually overlooked. There's two things you should be tracking. You're talking about clicks. I would also want to talk about the actual leads because the lead portion is probably even more important.
Yes.
So clicks, you need to make sure you set UTM parameters within your Google business profile. And then someone can click the website. You can update that code. So if you add the UTM parameters, it's always going to recognize when you look in your Google Analytics, it's going to show you that the clicks came from Google Business Profile. Also, Google Business Profile gives you analytics itself as well. So you can look at those analytics. But more importantly, I would be tracking the calls because calls is, that's where you're getting your money. That's where you're getting your ROI. And we actually have seen that for majority of our clients, about 60-70%, especially in a local SEO, local space, they're getting the leads from the Google business profile. And we were able to tell you that because, we are tracking it. So to track that, you have a couple of things that you can do. Use tools like CallRail. Mm-hmm. There's some other call tracking tools. We actually built our own tool. I would love for you to check it out and give me your feedback, called TrackRite. So it integrates with CallRail, but it also shows you your form submission. So within our tool, we have lead sources. So once you set up your call tracking on Google Business Profile and your website, the call tracking tool is able to tell you where did the calls came from. And it tells you the source. Did it come from Google Business Profile, or did it come from just your organic rankings itself? Or maybe they just came directly to your website. They didn't even find you through a search query. Mm-hmm. They just put in criminalattorneynewjersey.com, and then that's how you got the lead. And that's sort of the brand presence factor, how you can measure it as well. Another thing I want to mention on tracking side, when it comes to Google business profiles, you should be tracking your map rankings. Mm-hmm. Let's say you are investing in efforts to rank in maps. And whether you're doing that with an agency or doing that yourself, most successful attorneys I've met are pretty obsessed with marketing and like they're pretty decent level marketers themselves.
Yeah.
So I think it would be very healthy for everyone to start tracking their Google business profile rankings. So let's say you put in that term criminal attorney, and then there's tools like TrackRite, the one I mentioned. You can use something called GeoGrids. So GeoGrids show you your map rankings in 2-mile radius around your office. So why 2-mile radius? Because Google rolled out some time ago proximity algorithm update. I think it was called Possum. I don't know which one. There's one every day now.
Yeah.
But this update influenced the Google Business Map rankings based on how close you are to the business. So, and a great example is pizza shops. Let's say I want to go to a pizza shop. I'm not going to go to the one that's 5 miles away from me. I'm going to go to the closest one. So there's one, you know, 300 yards from me. So that's why Google, when it shows you map results, shows you the closest ones to you. And then they evaluate the reviews and the authoritativeness and other factors. Mm-hmm. So that's why if I'm in New York and I search for a criminal attorney, I'm not going to get New Jersey attorneys because Google doesn't want to send me in traffic to drive over the bridge. You know, that's why it's going to serve me the New York attorneys when I'm in New Jersey, regardless of where I live. Maybe at some point it gets as smart as like, oh, would you want to find an attorney closer by your home? Maybe that's something that's going to happen if it's search generative experience. But as of right now, it gives you the closest ones around you in roughly 2 mile radius. So that's why you want to start tracking how do you rank around that 2 mile radius. So GeoGrids, it's a grid that shows you for the respective keyword how you rank in each data point away from your office. So it can be as close as 0.5 mile all the way up to 2 miles. So it's really interesting. And then you can start playing around with that and hopefully see improvements if you're generating reviews and you're being active in your community, building your authoritativeness and doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little, you know, on the map tip.
Yeah. No, the map is important, you know. I mean, I primarily focus on paid ads because that's just how I build my business. And that's what I offer to my clients. But, you know, we talk to them also about having optimizing your Google My Business profile and the importance of reviews. Now, a lot of them like the reviews on Avvo and all that kind of stuff, but which is good. You need reviews on Avvo, Super Lawyers and all that, but you really want it on Google My Business if you want to focus on.
Well, talking about paid ads, right? If they're running LSA ads, the reviews will help their LSA ad performance too, because the local service ads, I mean, it's sort of a mystery box, but, you know, it is known that reviews and proximity, similar as Google Map results, play a factor for LSA ads. So
if 100%.
If the law firm is playing in the paid ad space, which they definitely should, I'm a big believer in omnichannel marketing. You shouldn't just stick to one, you know, just SEO or just PPC. I think nice variety is important because you don't know what happens. You know, Google's going through antitrust issues. I don't think Google's going to get shut down, but you should have some alternative marketing options. And I don't know, from my own testing, would be done with our agency marketing.
Mm-hmm.
More channels I test, more leads we get, and I can get higher volume of leads in more steady growth rather than just saying, okay, I'm going to dump all budget in just one channel. Like SEO doesn't grow as fast versus like ads. Maybe I could, but ads can get pretty expensive when you go after some clicks, like in the space we are, like lawyer SEO cost.
Oh yeah. It's
like $80 per click. So unless you're going to drop a healthy mid five figures or more, which is doable, and maybe I don't have guts to do it yet, but that's the give or take here.
I got to tell you something real funny. There was a time where we were running some ads for a personal injury attorney in New York, in Manhattan, and it was at a high period. It was actually $210 for the click.
Wow. Was it personal injury space?
Personal injury, yeah. But it was during a high period, which was in the middle of the day. Then at night, it dropped down. So it's amazing their algorithm. You know, playing around with that algorithm is very important. So a lot of people don't understand that on the
Google. Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, it can be even more.
It can even be more, yeah. That's when I saw it.
And it's tough. And I admire the fact that you're able to make that work. I mean, we have a couple of very successful PPC campaigns, but It's a tough ball game.
It's a tough ball game. Tough sell as well.
But I do like what you're saying. You know, you have to be clever about treating the algorithm. Hey, don't run the ads at the peak. Run them only at nights and see how you can optimize those budgets.
Yeah, optimize the budget, exactly. Yeah, that's what we do. So you touched a little bit about what I'm about to ask you now. Earlier, you know, you mentioned a competitive keyword, say like, you know, truck accident Houston or whatever. That's very, very competitive. Truck accident lawyer, excuse me, Houston, or personal injury attorney Houston, or whatever. How can you help us navigate that? If someone really wants to rank for that, you know, like so I go to you, I'm a personal injury attorney in Dallas, Texas, and I say, hey, I want to rank for this keyword. I know it's hard. I've hired 50 million other attorney agencies to do it. They keep telling me to stay away from it, but I really want to rank for it. What would you do?
Well, it comes down to your budget capabilities. SEO campaigns range from, in our agency, from 2,500 to 25,000. And that also reflects on overall firm's capabilities to invest in the brand to appear in those search results, to come up in those search engine result pages you're talking about, like Dallas personal injury attorney. You will need to build a significant brand presence for Google to recognize you as one of the top personal injury attorneys under that keyword group. Google will not let someone in there that's not on sort of that same prominence level as already other law firms ranking. Because Google's all, like, once Google establishes what the search engine result pages should be, it's hard to break into them if you're not similar to those other firms and attorneys that are ranking already. So if I see the potential that your law firm can replicate that, I will say, let's go all in. But same time, I will ask you, what about surrounding areas of Dallas? Because what we've done with some of these metropolitan cities is, at the end of the day, it's not about ranking in Dallas. It's about using Dallas as, hey, the highest search volume is for this click, so I think we can generate most business for you. Mm-hmm. But what people often overlook are surrounding areas. I don't know Dallas geography as well, but I'm sure there's a lot more smaller cities around Dallas.
Yeah, there is.
Like when people say, oh, I'm in Miami. Like, well, which part of Miami? Because Miami is huge. So same with New York, right? Long Island. So instead of going after New York in general, start thinking more in these subsections of the city. Which subset of the city I could go after, where maybe it's not as competitive, yet I will still get the gains of the overall Dallas population and then optimize just for that subset. So let's say we use New York as an example. Maybe it's a subset of only Long Island. So I don't know specifically, again, the sets of Long Island.
Yeah. It could be Queens. It could be Brooklyn.
There you go. So then you open office in Queens and you say, you know what, I have office in Queens and now I'm going to compete more for Queens personal injury attorney rather than New York personal injury attorney, because at the end of the day, in highly populated areas, you still want to get those map results. So it's going to depend where your office is. So we're going to look at where your office is. Maybe we recommend you, hey, let's open up an office that's sort of little outskirts, but it's still heavily populated, and we know there's some search volume, and we know these supporting surrounding areas can drive you tons of business, while going after like middle center of Dallas will be a huge undertaking if you're starting from ground up. If you're there already, like page 2, and you're maybe position 10 in maps, let's go full on. We're going to get you ranking. Yeah. Like that's a fair battle. But if you're nowhere, we might say, hey, instead of going right in the middle of the city, why don't go a little outskirts and get you business from there? And it's a steady flow of business. Like nothing's wrong with that business. It just, it's sort of this idea of like, oh, that's the holy grail. I need to go after that. Mm-hmm. You can get a little more creative and explore more surrounding areas and get the maps, map rankings there, mm-hmm. and leverage sort of strategy that's not as apparent that everyone's going after. Take a little left turn there and develop your presence in more of a smaller surrounding area nearby Dallas.
Yep. So you're basically instructing them to think outside the box.
Oh, yeah. We executed. Yeah, we have clients that we have helped open offices for them. Some have opened like 2-3 offices, and then we rank the offices in the surrounding areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's awesome. That's a different look into it. That's awesome.
I think this is great for just any law practice in any practice area. Like mm-hmm. if you don't have huge budgets, which, you know, you have to start somewhere. The budgets don't just come from nowhere. Being really creative around where you're going to open your office, like mm-hmm. really evaluate that and then work on those local map listings. Like that's where you're going to generate a lot of business. It's not about ranking for Dallas personal injury attorney. It's more about finding that little pocket in your mm-hmm. in your geo and going after that.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Out of curiosity, now your firm, you said you've been with the firm for, did you say 7 or 8 years?
Eight, almost. Years. I think it might be already on the ninth one.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. You can't even count. That's how much fun you're having.
Absolutely.
So, you know, in those 8 years, 9 years almost, what would you say was the key factor to your success in helping these firms rank?
Okay. Just constantly testing things and never settling with the fact that what we have is good enough. SEO changes all the time and
yeah,
you just need to improve because it's so, like, we had a client who was ranking great. One of my biggest keywords that I ever ranked was Miami car accident attorney. And I will never forget that moment. I get a ranking report and it's just green arrows all over 50 positions, just up. And I thought that was a bug. I could not believe it. And just reading every keyword and every car accident plus Miami term, we were number one. And I check it and we're there. And I couldn't stop the emotion. I called everyone and it was like 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
But the tactics implemented then are now outdated. Like that doesn't work. Like that same, you know, that you have to consistently innovate and improve. And that's a big part of SEO. And that's what we're here for. I'm very proud of the teams we built, and now even more right now, we have brought in some extremely talented SEOs on our team. Some joined from other some joined from SMB teams, some joined from elite legal marketing, like people who've been in a legal marketing space for 4+ years are now coming together in our company, and that innovation they will put together is what I'm really excited about, especially with AI coming in. Just a lot of things that, you know, makes the space even more complicated, but same time also exciting because now there's more opportunities.
That was funny because that was my next question. How do you think AI is, you know, talking about change? What you know, what's your take on AI? How is that going to help you? Is it going to hurt you? What's your take on that?
From SEO perspectives?
Yes.
It goes back to the brand conversation. Like goes hand to hand with exact that answer. Like, oh, are links that? No, links are not that. But being a true brand is a lot more important. And that's what AI will be serving as well. Real brands. Search engine result pages are now starting to index your social media feeds. It's looking at how many followers you have. So now what the search generative experience is going to do is just going to create a lot more dynamic search results. So information from social media will matter because you might get in the search engine result pages feed from social media. It's going to be a mix. It's just going to be even, it's going to be coming in new information. So you need to have a real brand presence. That's when forward slash if that happens, you want to make sure you're prepared. So building out your audiences there will help in when it comes to AI changing the search engine result pages. Now, when it comes to our day-to-day, oh man, we're going to blow up some sites in a good sense. I'm excited for my clients because with the same amount of money they're investing, we're going to be able to maybe in some cases even triple the content output. We're not just AI writing the content. We have in-house editors that are using AI to speed up the process, to bring down the cost in some cases. And it costs just for us internally. My goal is not to profit from now lowering the costs. My goal is to say, hey, if I was able to write 15,000 words of content, now I can do 45. Now my competitors will be left in dust because my client's site's going to, keywords is just going to be blowing up. We're going to go from 5,000 keywords indexed to 15. You know, we didn't talk a lot about like long tail phrases and blog articles and topical authority, but that's the type of stuff that we're going to be investing when we are already investing in our client sites. There's one site where we're about to launch about 100,000 words of content in this same method. I mean, it's multi-location, so it makes sense. We can beef out different locations.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm excited about. And when it goes to some other things like automation, that's going to be great. Our CTO, my business partner, Casper Milberg, I mean, this guy, he's been training AI bots now to, we have a little SaaS tool. So he trained an AI bot to answer all his support requests. So he's working now with our SEO director to develop automated on-site optimizations, task uploads, just making the SEO's life a lot more productive so they can spend time strategizing and finding new keywords to rank.
So some of the services that you provide is blog writing as well?
That's part of our SEO service offering. So you can.
But on page?
Yeah, on page. I mean, let's say you're at our $5,000 retainer. So the primary two deliverables you receive is content writing and link building. Because for you to rank, let's say in highly competitive niches, you will need a deep content expertise in your website. Like 100%. For personal injury alone, you probably need 50 plus just fundamental pages that covers your practice areas and your sub-practice areas. And then you need to establish your topical expertise even deeper. And that's where we write supporting content. And so over time, your website becomes a Wikipedia of whichever practice area you are in whichever location. And that's where you see when you land on some of those really well-performing websites, you're just like, well, there's so much content. Well, that's part of why they're ranking. And that's part of our SEO offering.
Awesome. No, the reason I asked is because I know some people who offer SEO, they offer guest post writing, but not on-page post writing. You know, that's something that they don't offer. So just curious. That's awesome. Yeah. So it's 100%. You have a full service SEO.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Which is important. It's a dying breed, at least from what I've seen.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people are not offering the on-page thing anymore. You know, they it's always some sort of a game, like they'll outsource it or whatever. But it's not part of their package anymore. Yeah. I don't know why, but that's what I've been
saying. I don't know how they're ranking sites then.
No, they do the guest post. That's how they do the link building. That's their whole strategy. So anyway,
which
there
is
you go.
Important. Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, it's huge. But there you go, folks. I mean, here you go. There's a full service SEO company here. So what's next for you guys? I mean, I know you mentioned a few things that you're working on, like, you know, 2024. What are you guys hoping to accomplish?
Well, we brought together an all-star law firm SEO team, and I want this department to heavily go into innovation, test new things with our clients, scale their websites, just really be on the forefront of law firm SEO, be one of the top companies, if not the top company. And I think with the group of people we have, we can be the top company to go to. Like you want to rank the most competitive term there in law firm niche, like you come to us. And that's what people already do. But I want to establish that reputation even more. I want people to think of us when they think of law firm SEO, and that's it. And provide those results for our clients. Like, hey, you want to rank number one in Dallas, like for personal injury terms? Like we're your team, and we don't hold back.
Here's how you're gonna do it. Exactly. So what's the website, Chris?
Onthemap.com.
Onthemap.com. All right. I'll put that on the show notes so people can check it out. I'll also connect your LinkedIn, if that's okay with you,
yes,
on the show
please,
notes,
do.
So people can reach out and to get to know you a little bit better. I know you're a busy guy, but before I let you go, let me ask you one last question. Is there anything I did not ask you that you think will benefit the audience?
No, you touched on all the topics, but I do have a farewell message, and it is believe in map rankings.
I love
even if you don't hire an SEO agency. And honestly, I think you shouldn't hire an SEO agency before you have tried to do things yourself. Learn a little bit so it's easier to manage that relationship with the agency or whoever is the person working with you. Because if you're completely unfamiliar with these terms and things we actually talked about today, it will be really tough, because all you're going to look at is your P&L and you're going to say, well, I'm spending this and I don't even know where the leads are coming from. Are they coming from? And why are they not coming? And what's my ROI? You're just going to feel like you're dumping money. Get a little bit success, see yourself ranking in maps, get a little bit calls flowing in, start working on your reviews, because reviews still going to come from the law firm. So if there's anything you start doing today, is start generating reviews and fix your map listing, and then start thinking about, all right, what else can I do to scale this marketing effort?
Yep. The fundamentals. That's key. Thanks for including that as we part ways here. Again, this has been really, really great. I'm happy that we were able to put this together. It took a little time.
I know.
But because I know you're very busy and you have commitments and stuff like that. But I'm glad you were able to come anyway and you were able to enlighten the audience. So with that, I'm going to put an end to this episode. This has been Frank Deming, the local business guy, and you've just been blessed by the great Chris Brankins. I'm sorry.
Hey, guys. You're good.
Thank you, everyone. Until next week.
Thank you, Frank.
Peace out.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Law Firms, the podcast that provides you with all the latest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. If you would like to know more about the topic we discussed on the show today, reach out to Frank and his team at 888-416-7752 and schedule a discovery call with one of the marketing consultants. If you'd like to be a guest on our show, send an email to podcast@lbmsllc.com and we will put you on the schedule. With that being said, until next week, make it a successful digital marketing day. Peace out.